We are here, so let's go.
Blog Talk let's Radio.
You know, in the hood, around the way, in the black community, when we say that you shouldn't go to parties that you're not invited to, we mean that basically you shouldn't mind other people's business. You shouldn't mind other people's business. Somebody having a conversation and don't have nothing to do with you, you know, a conversation between A and B, then you might want to see your way out. See yourself out of it. Now, you know, when it comes to minding your business or when it comes to not interjecting yourself or inserting yourself into somebody else's conversation, that can be very subjective. The reason that it can be subjective is because there may be times when somebody might be reaching out for help, and they may be reaching out for help from someone that really is in the position to help them. And if you are in the position to help them or can steer them towards somebody else who is in a better position to help them, then why wouldn't you offer that to be done? So when we talk about going to parties that you're not invited to, we're mainly talking about minding your business. And the reason I wanted to talk about this tonight is because we have a lot of different versions of when and when not to mind your business in the hood. On one end, people will tell you, listen, if you see something, say something. See something, say something. See something, say something. See something, say something. Okay, on one end, they'll tell you, if you see something, make sure that you say something. And it makes sense. You know, if you see somebody being harmed or hurt or scammed or done dirty or wrong or something like that, then you should reach out. Scream help. You know, help a person out. At the same time, many people have gotten hurt just by helping somebody else that was in trouble. Many times, unfortunately, people have helped people that were in trouble and then had the same person that was in trouble gang up on you by the person that they were in trouble with. So how do you know when to go to a party and when not to go to a party? How do you know when the time is to mind your business and when not to? Of course, logically, if you're going to put yourself in physical danger, then you probably should let things play out the way that they play out. Forget all that coward stuff. Two dead people, two shot people, two hurt people ain't no better than one. Now, we've seen or heard about incidents on New York subways and other places where people were being sexually assaulted and nobody helped. Nobody ran for any defense, or nobody came to anybody's defense. So, of course, when something like that happens, especially if it happens in the public, people are like, nah, you know what I mean? That's not the time to mind your business. Somebody should have helped that lady. Somebody should have helped that woman. Somebody should have helped that child. Somebody should have jumped in. Somebody should have intervened. Somebody should have been there, spoke up, took up, did something. So how do we know when to go to the party and when not to go to the party? I guess we have to have some type of judgment or intuition that lets us know which areas are safe to put ourselves in and which areas are unsafe. But how can you be sure? It's really hard to be sure. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. Going to parties that you're not invited to. Now, here's the thing. There are times when we're talking about an actual party that you weren't invited to that you might go to. It could be a wedding. Oh, they didn't invite me to their wedding. I'm going. It could be a graduation. Oh, no. I was that child's original godparent. How dare, just because me and they mom or me and they dad or whatever ain't getting along right now, since we ain't speaking, they ain't going to invite me to their graduation. I'm going. in situations like that, it might be okay. Sometimes people might not invite you to their function because they don't think that you'll come, or they, or because y'all, you know, y'all beefing a little bit. Y'all, there's some tension between the two, and they don't want to be the first one to reach out. So they don't. But if you come, they ain't going to make no waves. It ain't going to be no big thing. Ain't gonna, y'all not going to bump heads or whatever. We just going to, you know, give each other that eye. Like, you know, I ain't invite you, but I see that you here. All right. I see you. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead, go on and get yourself a plate. Uh-huh. Should have known you was going to show up and you, it's some food. You heard some food being served. I bet you going to take home a plate too. Something else. So sometimes it might work out. And last week we were talking about that plus one situation. Well, this one is a little bit different. This one, we ain't talking about the plus one. With the plus one situation, we were talking about a situation where you were invited and you brought somebody else, or somebody else was invited and they brought you. This time we talking about ain't no invitation. No, you ain't get one. You didn't get no invitation, and you are going anyway. So minding your business, going to a party that nobody asked you to come to, that's what we talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism show. Yeah, I mean, we have so many different versions of or ideas about when it's a good thing to mind your business in the hood. And when it ain't, it can be confusing if you ask me. You know, on one end, we act like we're so concerned about the condition of women and children. So if a woman is being assaulted by her man, being beaten up by her man or whatever, being abused by her man, you know, we always saying, well, you know, there are plenty of circumstances and cases where this resulted in a woman being murdered. So we don't want to, we going to say something if we hear them fighting. Plus, the kids shouldn't be seeing that kind of stuff. That could give them a bad idea of how relationships are supposed to go. And we don't want to ruin the kids before they even get a chance to experience anything in their lives. So, yeah. So we'll call the cops. So we'll go ahead and knock on the door. And, you know, sometimes we'll just tell them, hey, listen, y'all need to knock it off. Y'all cut that mess out. Y'all know that ain't right. You know what I'm talking about? I know you do. I know you do. So that's what we talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism show. Going to parties that you're not invited to. Some of us would never go to a party that we weren't invited to. Well, not in a plus one situation or anything else. Like, look, if they didn't extend an invitation to me, maybe they have a certain number of spots that they have catered for or rented out space for, and I'm not going to, you know, be in there looking like I'm extra thirsty, hungry, or needy, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing that. So yeah, many of us won't go to a party that we're not invited to. Literally or figuratively, not going to no party if I wasn't invited to. Sometimes when we're mad or when we have had a falling out with our family members or friends, close friends and stuff like that, you know how we might not get invited, but it don't mean that we can't come. We might not have got invited, but it don't mean that we can't come. Oh, what's today's date? April 10th? I'm sorry, May 10th. So, you know those prom send-off parties are jumping off right now. They've been jumping off for the past, you know, since the end of April, probably maybe even for some people, the middle of April or whatever. But those prom send-off parties are jumping off. So, even with all the money that gets spent on prom send-off parties, invitations might not go out. Class of 2023. Class of 2023. Going down, yeah. Yeah, the PROM. You know what's going down with them. Yeah, my baby is 17, going on 18. They about to get out of school. And we about to have this prom send-off. They got dressed up. We about to act a fool. You know that prom send-off parties are really for the adults. Liquor everywhere, food everywhere. Yeah, it be going down well after the prom king and queen get sent off the scene. The party's still going. The party's still going. They ran it out of car. Party's still going. Ran it out of limo. Party's still going. Gotta pick them up from the... Still going. All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So although you might not have gotten an invitation to the prom send-off, you know how it go. Everybody on the block is coming down the block to witness the prom dates go on the prom. Pictures being taken. Ka-cheech, ka-cheech. This nigga in a skinny suit wearing all kinds of prom, wearing prom gear that we never would have thought about back in the day. He got on a pair of $300, $400 sneakers and a skinny ass high water suit or just the pants to the suit. Wearing some old crazy, you know, they do proms different these days. Nonetheless, somebody that you don't even know that live all the way down the street might walk up the street to check out the young graduates getting ready to go on a prom. So yeah, they came to a party they wasn't invited to, and they might get invited. Oh yeah, that's such as I don't know them, but don't you live down the block, right? Yeah, all right, come on in. You come in and get a drink, get a plate, have some refreshments. You know what I mean? You know, it's all love. We budgeted for all that. So you went to a party that you wasn't invited to, but it's okay. It's okay. It's a show of love. It's a show of support. Everybody on the block. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there may be times when you go to a party that you're not invited to, but it may still work out. Family members you haven't spoken to in a while that owe you money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They ain't coming to your little function, your little cookout, your little reunion, your little prom send-off party, your little graduation, your little trunk party. They not coming to none of that to pay you back, but they might have bought a present. They might have bought a gift for your graduates. So right now, my whole point is that right now there's a whole lot of people going to parties that they might not have been invited to, but there are situations and circumstances where going to a party that you weren't invited to might go over okay. Might be all right. Might go over okay. It might be all right. You understand what I'm saying? All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. As a matter of fact, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the... Well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show on this 10th of May. We are talking about going to parties that you're not invited to. I said, yeah, going to parties that you're not invited to. Hey, yo, they invited the people in, but they ain't invite you. But you're going to parties that you're not invited to. What's going on, Stacey White? Good to see me, some you and T. Carrie Wright. Yeah, I'm talking to you too, and Carol Chamberlain. Yeah, you know, you're my friend and me, Cunningham. Thanks for coming through. And my man, Ansel Jones. What's going on, my brother? Glad to see y'all coming through. Appreciate it mucho. So what do y'all think, man? What y'all talking about? What are we talking about? You know what I mean? Going to parties that you're not invited to. When and when not to mind your business in the hood, around the way. Black people got this thing about minding your business. You got the ratchet moms. You know what I mean? The kids and that scratched your car, broke your windows, trampled on your grass, messed up your gate. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go to your, first of all, this is not minding nobody else's business. This is minding your own damn business. You go to talk to somebody, one of these kids' parents about their kids making a mistake or doing something on purpose, doing something bad, something that they ain't supposed to be doing. And you meet them, you meet with the mom, and the mom is all like, first of all, you know, my child told me that you yelled at him or you cussed at him or whatever, and I don't think that a grown person should be addressing a child like that. They shouldn't be talking to no child like that. So now you got a problem. You got a confrontation problem here. Evidently, it's a difference of opinion. Or if your child gets into a fight with somebody and the child that they got into a fight with started the fight. So your child either gave it to him or, you know, the fight was fairly even, but you don't want your child to be fighting this person every day. So you figure you would put it in older, growner, cooler heads that should prevail. And then you realize, oh, shit. I would have done better just addressing the child than addressing the mother or his mother. So, and this could have happened if you saw somebody's child do something that they weren't supposed to do. Let's say you saw somebody's child break somebody's window or vandalize somebody's property or scratch somebody's car or whatever. You know, kids do mischievous shit. You saw them do it. You are eyewitness. You find out who their parents are. You go and tell their parents. And they like, what was it your, was it your house? Was it your car? Was it your property? No? Then what you worried about it for? We got to mind our business problem. We got a business minding problem. We got to do something out here to solve them. But in the black hood, we got to mind our business problem. Yo, I can't always talk to people's moms or even their dad. Sometimes if he's around and we know how it goes down, a lot of times there ain't no dad in the house. That's how it goes down. Yeah, well, that's the situation. But you be hoping that cooler heads will try to prevail. And you understand that life is going down like this, and it's really a hell of a fail. Because the mom tried to get smart, even act like she wanted to fight. You ready to go up in some mouth tonight with your fist, putting her on your shit list. She thinking she giving me an acid kiss. It's not going to work tonight. It ain't going to happen tonight. I think somebody's going down in a fight. And we got some problems. We got to do whatever you got to do to solve them. Some people, listen, man, with some of these, going to parties that you're not invited to, minding your business. I told y'all a few months ago when my neighbor on my mom's block went down there to break up a fight, what looked like a fight between these girls, and they ready to attack him, start insulting him and all of that. You know, like, it's crazy. It really is. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say all young moms don't know how to carry themselves, handle themselves, or don't have any tact about the way that they conduct their business in the streets. But that's the one thing they kept saying to my neighbor. Mind your fucking business. You need to mind your fucking business. I'm like, what? That's her daughter. If she want to whoop her daughter ass in the middle of the street, that's on her. All right. Do 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 do. And so says, I seen a suit with the throwback jacket. It was tight. Okay. What do you have on a jean jacket, a rhinestone jean jacket that said New York on it? Picture of the New York skyline. That was a fly jacket back in the day. Rather expensive. Everybody couldn't get that. You know what I mean? Airbrush and rhinestones, baby. Airbrush airbrushing rhinestones. Oh, it was an NBA throwback. So what he had on, like a Boston Celtics starter jacket. Ashell says, leave the baby mama drama at home. TK Wright says, the church member who he is messing with, the church member who was messing with the passer directed to go, wait. Directed to go to the Women's Day retreat that the First Lady organized. Okay. The church member who's messing, okay, you wrote it again. All right. Oh, okay. The church member who's messing with a pastor who decides last minute to go to the Women's Day retreat that the First Lady organized. Mother of the church. Mother. There's too many of you scheming. Ratch is not the answer. All right. All right, GK Wright says, you must be reading the comment. Oh, it wasn't deleted. It's not deleted on my end. Yeah, man. I ain't. My bad. All right. So, yeah. Going to parties you're not invited to. So, you know what I mean? We messing with pastor. You wasn't invited to the Women's Day retreat. So you decide, I don't know. What is it like some type of diabolical rush when a woman or a man wants to be around the person who they are cheating with? They want to be around a man or a woman. Like, what part of the, like, when people do that, are they just trying to make somebody uncomfortable? Are they getting some kind of subliminal rush? Like, yeah, haha, look, you over here, totally unsuspected that I'm unsuspecting that I'm sleeping with your man. I wonder if you kissed him last night, because you got my cat all over, all in your mouth. Ha ha ha. He be eating. I don't know. But yeah, that's a good example. Going to parties that you're not invited to. Literally going to parties that you're not invited to. Now, they may, like a Women's Day retreat might be an open event that any woman could go to. But then again, it might be for the members who have paid a registration fee or something like that. So it might not be totally open. It doesn't mean that you can't go, but, you know, it might be one of those things. But, I never understood the motivation of people that want to be around, you know, the spouses of the man that they are cheating with. Well, I guess they look at it like, I'm not cheating, he's cheating. Well, I'm not cheating, she's cheating. I just want to see what they see in that person. I know what they see in me. But I want to see what they see in her. I want to see what he see in him. I don't know. It's not a good look if you ask me. TK Wright says, I've seen that happen in real time. Meanwhile, the First Lady is about that life. Ooh, she about that life. Mia says, I'm not going anywhere I'm not invited to. I hear you. TK Wright says, I've seen parents drop their kids off at birthday parties that their kid wasn't invited to because they didn't want their kid to be left out. Yeah, I think I know I've seen that too. I know I've seen that too. That's nasty work though, ain't it? That's nasty. That's some nasty work right there. Not a good look. Not a good look. All right, so yeah, weddings, graduation parties, prom send-off. Now, if you got to be a bold mf'er to go to like a wedding reception or whatever that you're not invited to, because you know they have a certain amount of plates that they pay for. You know what I mean? What you want, the chicken or the fish or the chicken? Chicken or the fish or the beef, chicken or the beef or the fish, chicken or the beef or the chicken or the beef or the fish, chicken, beef, fish, chicken, fish, beef, chicken. Like, you can't get no plate in here. Even though, you know, at every catered event, they have more than just an amount of people that they invited, and plenty of people don't show up anyway. But you got to be bold to go to a catered event and you ain't been invited. You ain't pay no money. You ain't had no invitation. You just don't give a fuck. Or to go to like a, go to a wedding and you the side joint, all scorned and pissed off. If anyone knows why this couple should not be joined in holy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your peace. Yeah, well, smell his breath and it'll tell you. If it ain't in his breath, it's on his lip. Smell his top lip. Like, ma'am, I'm sorry. What's this outburst in the back of the church? I'm just saying, smell his top lip. That man just pulled out of my parking spot this morning. I'm sorry, what? And when I say my parking spot, I ain't talking about where the cars are. He pulled out of my parking spot this morning. Baby, I gotta go. So I don't know if that should stop him from getting married, but I know it ain't right. That ain't right. Mia says, that's some weird ish going somewhere to hang around the wife's family or husband of the person you messing with. That's crazy. People do it. A lot of people do it too. Can't trust a side joint and a smile. Yeah. You might be able to trust a big butt and a smile, but if she a side joint, you can't trust her. If she fell in love with you, she going to tell on you. She going to tell on you. Monica Davis, Queen Monica. Ansel got a different mind. He said, being designated driver that try to see who had the party. I would have never thought of that. Monica Davis says, that happened to me. One of my college friends was having a bridal shower where we all met. I made arrangements to go, only to find out the organizer did not intend for me to come. Wow. Once they realized it, they tried to accommodate me. I declined. That ain't cool. Those are the things, that's the kind of things that I ain't never speaking to you engagements are made of. I'm sorry. I ain't never speaking to you again engagements. Yeah, that ain't, That ain't a good look at all. That's not a good look at all. But life is full of this kind of stuff, man. It really is. Life is full of this kind of stuff. All of this, you know, yummy. Yeah. Going to parties that you're not invited to. I mean, because, you know, people will talk about you. They will. They will talk about you. Try to make it sound like you trying to be extra Joe or needy or clingy or you just want to be down. And nobody care about you. You ain't that important. You ain't nobody. Well, I might not be nobody to you, but you sure was trying to get where I was. Aha, you can't go. We got fresh gear and you got rags. Whatever, man. Whatever, man. It's whatever, man. And whatever plan. Yeah. Going to parties that you're not invited to. Mind your business. Now, what I don't like, as you know, when we were growing up, the elders around the way, they never minded their business. Our business, it was their business. If they seen it, they was definitely making our business their business. Matter of fact, they was making it their business to get into our business. It wasn't like it is now, where these kids would dare to scream on an old head or scream on an elder. Wasn't going to happen back in the day. Nobody was going to support that. Nobody was going to think that was funny. Nobody. Wasn't going to happen. It's a little different nowadays. Well, anyway, you know, the elders would offer their words of wisdom or advice if you asked for it and even if you didn't. So if they overheard a conversation and you were cooking up this intricate plot to play yourself, one of your elders would be like, yo, let me talk to you for a minute. You're about to do the stupidest thing you ever did in your life. And, you know, back in the days, you would listen. You wasn't going to tell that man or that woman to mind their business. You was obligated to hear them out and hear what they had to say. So they might tell you, yeah, if you do that, this is what's going to happen. And you don't want that to happen to you, and I don't want that to happen to you, so you're not going to do it that way. Now, if you insist on following through with this little silly plan that you have, let me at least show you what the consequences are if it doesn't work out, or a better way that you can do it. So our elders would get in our business, but they would help. They would either tell us to 86 the whole project, or they would give us a better way to do it. And we were thankful. We were thankful either way. We were thankful even when we were resentful. We really were. Like, man, you know. You know, like, remember when Miss, let's call her Miss Dave, no, wait, no, we did Miss First Name, so let's say Miss Doris. Remember when Miss Doris caught you getting freaky on your porch or in your backyard? Against a wall somewhere. Remember when she caught you being fresh? That boy was feeling all up on your shirt, rubbing all up on your legs, grinding all up on your side. You know, you a young boy, you just grind on anything. You grind on the front. You know what I mean? She turned to the side, you grind on the side. She turned around, you grind on the back. And you just feeling, titty. You know what I mean? You just feeling, titty. Remember when Miss Doris saw you? And Miss Doris might have looked for a while like, let me see how far they actually go. She gonna let this boy go. Remember? But Miss Doris got in your business. She got all up in your world. Remember? Remember the disappointment that Miss Doris had in her eyes? And you knew she was gonna tell your mom.
Maybe one time she didn't tell your mom because it was so nasty. You was being so fresh. You was being so fresh with your little 13, 14, 15-year-old ass that she just had to do an intervention. Like, oh, whoa, whoa.
She let you know that y'all was there. She told your boyfriend, your little boyfriend, or your boyfriend to be, you know, get his little ass on up out of there. And you had to deal with Miss Doris. Miss Doris got all up in your business, like, why are you letting that boy touch all on you like that? Why are you doing that outside? Do your mom even know where you are? I know one thing. She wouldn't like it if she found out what was happening. What are you doing? Remember? Yeah, Miss Doris got all up in your world. You ain't tell Miss Doris to mind her business. You didn't tell Miss Doris that this was a party that she wasn't invited to. You pulled your panties up or fixed your skirt or fastened back your jeans or whatever. You know, put your skirt back right, fix your sweater. You know what I'm saying? Pulled your bra back down or whatever was going on. And you was embarrassed. You was sorry. You was sad. You were disappointed in yourself and all of that. Doris wasn't invited to that party. But you sure didn't make her feel unwelcome. You were surprised as hell. You was at that time, you probably didn't even realize that. You probably didn't want to acknowledge that it was your party. Like, I wasn't even at my party. It was a surprise party. I didn't show up. Oh, it was a surprise party, all right. Miss Doris was surprised and disappointed. Miss Doris might have used to babysit you or not. Maybe she used to just watch you on the block. She watched you when you first learned how to ride a bike. She watched you while you were jumping rope, playing hopscotch, tag, freeze tag, hide and go seek, all that. She watched you. She knew what was going on. When she saw you getting freaked, being all fresh, around the side of the house, getting all fresh, on the side of a tree, getting all fresh. Let that boy press you up against that Chevrolet station wagon with the wood grain on the outside of it, getting all fresh. Get off that car. That ain't your car. Letting that boy get all fresh. Anyway. Anyway. And so she said, hide and go get it. Yeah, that. Catch a girl. Freak a girl. And so says, I was picking up a coworker. Her boyfriend and side piece was both at the party, not knowing the position they were playing. Man. Do any of y'all watch them Lifetime Movie Network movies or those Lifetime movies or the movies that be on Tubi? I just want to know, why are they portraying these little skinny white girls, these little 120-pound women, why are they making them so murderous? Why are they killing everybody in the damn movie? And how are they doing this? How are they overpowering people? Stabbing, shooting, cutting, hitting people over the head, killing. I'm like, when did these little white women get all of this demon seed in them? Somebody needs to go to the parties that they ain't invited to. Because I'm like, this is a whole mess. A whole mess. Well, anyway. This is what we're working with. Going to parties that you're not invited to. Yeah, there are a lot of ways to go to parties that you're not invited to. And most of them aren't going to feel very comfortable. You know, you're not going to have that seat prepared at the table. But you know, life goes on, love goes on. It is what it is. It is what it is. So, oh, yo, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, and we're talking about going to parties that you're not invited to. What you know? Going to parties that you're not invited to. Entering conversations when you're not being, when you weren't being spoken to. How do y'all handle that? When you're having a conversation between you and somebody, well, a conversation with you and somebody else, and somebody jumps in and offers their 2 cents out of the blue, uninvited, unwarranted. How do you handle it normally? How do y'all normally handle that? And so Jones says, being the outcast at the office party. I don't know, man. Being the outcast at the office party, huh? Being the outcast at the office party. At the party. The office party. Depending on the culture of your office, that might actually be a good thing. Shout out to my employees out there that don't go to nothing they job throw. You having a retirement party for such and such? Nope, ain't going. I'm going home early that day. Can we go home early that day? I'm out. Any type of function. It ain't no food, I ain't coming. And if it is food and it's a potluck, I ain't coming. If such and such from the other department is going to be there that I don't like, I ain't coming. I ain't going. There's some people who don't participate in anything that goes on with their job. If the job is throwing it, count me out. I don't want nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Not coming. I'm not coming, man. Sometimes it be that way. Work is an anomaly for some people. It's an anomaly. For some people, you know, that's where they form their most healthy and social relationships. For other people, it's a check. It's a check. It's a chicky, chicky check. It's a check. It's a check. It's a chicky, chicky check. Like, nah, I don't bang with y'all. Employees like that. Y'all ain't real. You know y'all ain't real. Y'all ain't never been real. You gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. But I tell you what. How about this? It might not be an office party, but it might be an out-of-office party. You know, some coworkers were getting together and going to happy hour. Going to happy hour at the local lounge. You know, that lounge, you know, near the job, whatever. That people go there and they get their little drink on, get their little party on, get their little eat on. You know, get some hot wings, get me a basket of fries and some shrimps. Give me a basket of fries and some shrimps. You know what I mean? Throw back a couple of drinks before I go home, party, after work party. All of us getting together after work, and, you know, we going to the happy hour. Well, anybody can go to the happy hour. You don't need no invitation to go to happy hour, but you definitely didn't get an invitation from these people. So, you know, they go to the happy hour, you show up, you know what I mean? Somebody got to move out of the way so you can get in the booth. It might go over well. Like, oh, I ain't know, you know what I mean? I ain't know such and such was down with such and such. But I'm cool with him. You know, let him have a seat. You know, it's all separate checks for us anyway. Oh, do you want something to eat? Can we add another menu over here? Drink a drink. Just because I won't buy rounds for you don't mean that I'm not down for you. I say just because I won't buy no rounds for you doesn't necessarily mean that I ain't down with you. I say I won't buy no rounds for you, but it really don't mean that I'm not down with you. I say just because I won't buy no rounds doesn't mean that you can't hang around and you ain't down. I don't buy no drinks to nobody that I don't know because they expensive. You know how I go these days, yo. So if you're my people, I spend half all of my check. But if I don't really know you like that, you got to pay your own ways. That's just a form of respect. Yeah, yo, get your drink on, get your tank on. You ain't smoking. Yo, it ain't no joke when somebody is the odd man out, but they want to hang out. Yeah, well, we know the time. Everything is going to be all right. But in my sublime, I'm thinking like, do you know him? You know him? You cool with him? You down with him? That's your boy? Okay. Okay. Good one, Ansel. The after work. The after work office party. What you drinking? Okay. Where you from? Are you from South Philly? What part? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what's up. I got peoples around there. You know such and such? Oh, yeah, those are my people. That's my aunt and those are my cousins. I used to be around there all the time. I'm surprised I never saw you. You always lived around? Okay, that's what's up. Texting your cousin. You know such and such? Are they really from around 18th and Wharton? You know everybody from South Philly think they know each other. You can't live in South Philly and I don't care if you stayed in the house or not. You can't. People from South Philly be like, you couldn't have lived around here and I ain't know you. Somebody saw you. What's your last name? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lying bitch ain't grow around no 18th award. Maybe 22nd in Point Breeze. Ingrove around 18 horn. 20 from Point Breeze. That's when maybe there.
Yeah, you grew up right around Hyons. Hyons, you know Hyons, the fish joint, Hyons. All right. Anyway.
Monica Davis says, my mom retired on the low, so they couldn't give her a party. 49 years on the check.
Yeah, she ducked her retirement party after working there for 49 years? Dang! I said, wow.
Most people would have been like, y'all going to give me my watch. Y'all going to give me my watch. I want the balloons. I want the cake. I want everything. I want quadruple my salary. I want my entire 401k delivered. All right. Going to parties that you're not invited to. This is a conversation between A and B. So see yourself out, A and B. Yo, see yourself out, A and B. Yo, see yourself out, C, 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 C. No disrespect to them Crips. That still got me tripping. My mom retired on the low, so they couldn't give her a party. 49 years on the job. Your mom like, honor your mama. Y'all ain't honoring me. Y'all fake, phony, baloney. Crazy. I ain't never heard of such. But you know what? No.
I was about to say, that sounds like something I would do. But the thing is, I would never work at a job for 49 years. I ain't got it in me. ain't no job going to see me for even 15. Like, I switch jobs like I'm a mercenary. Like, 15 years on the job. I swear, I doubt if I ever see double digits on any job ever again. Well, I'm almost 53, so. But I doubt if I be anywhere for the next 12 or 13 years. Like, not going to happen. But anyway, going to parties that you're not invited to. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about funerals. Very sensitive. Going to funerals. You know how some people be like, such and such ain't invited to the funeral. Bad blood in the family. Bad blood with your peoples. Such and such better not show up at this funeral. You can't come and pay your respects. Nope, can't do it. Your name ain't in the obituary. Nowhere. I don't care whose child you are, whose baby mom you are, baby father, whatever. You ain't invited. Didn't they do that with Didn't they try to do that with Whitney at Whitney's funeral? Didn't they tell Bobby Brown he couldn't come? Didn't tell Bobby Brown he couldn't go to Whitney's funeral? They should have told Clive Davis he couldn't go to the funeral. That's what they should. They should have told Clive Davis he couldn't go to the funeral. For those of y'all who know, Carol says, how do you get uninvited to a funeral? I got a problem with that thought pattern. You didn't get uninvited. You was told, don't bring your ass to this funeral. Or you might become a funeral before your time. Right? In situations where, well, come on, Carol, there are a lot of ways to not be invited to a funeral. You might have been somebody's side piece. You might have been the other baby mom. You might have been the one suspected of killing them. So that's a sensitive one. No, you can't come pay your respects. The last time you saw him was the last way you going to see him. That's it. They have you thinking that they got security patrolling the doors of the church or the funeral home. Yo, here's a picture of the person that's not allowed to come in this funeral. If they come to this door, you show them the street. Don't show them the door. Show them the street. They can't come up in here. Everybody can't come up here. Yeah, you disrespected my mom. You know you was going with my dad. You was messing around with my dad for 17 years. You was messing with my dad for 25 years. You was messing with my dad for 35 years. I don't give a fuck. Yo, you ain't getting in here. No, you can't pay respect. You ain't getting no retirement check. You ain't coming at nobody's neck. If you come up in here, miss such and such and so, you know how it's going to go. Well, my half-brother, yeah, I got to call him my half-brother because I don't respect their mother because he used to be doing all that nasty, slimy shit. Well, let me go into all of it. Nope. Can't go to funeral. You can't go to that party. That might not be a party, but you can't go to the repast either. You know how some people won't go to the funeral, but they go to the repast. We're going to pour out a little liquor, pour out a little liquor, pour out a little liquor. We having a repast over here. We having it at such and such house. You ain't getting in that house. You better party with the deceased in spirit. Cal says, oh snap, that just happened to someone I know in March. So there's going to be more slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. It's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. Yeah, because, you know, when I pass, you know, I'm looking out from heaven and I see Kim. I see Kim crying over my funeral as a fool. Her and Mary was like consoling her, and you know, Faith looking at Kim like, bitch, you weren't even married to her. I'm glad I was just in the casket, cause they were put. I think them bitches would have tried to bury me. Anyway. Anyway. See, Carrie Wright says, that's how my memorial is going to be. Carol says, mine too, Taki. A few people. I don't want to be there. Carrie says, you didn't celebrate with me in life. Don't come to celebrate my death. Redeem yourself on your own time. Oh, okay, Queen Monica, you said Bobby Brown was asked to leave Whitney funeral. I know it was something. I remember it was controversy over Bobby. Bobby was public enemy number one. Yeah, Rice says, please, I couldn't stand his speaking voice. But see, Carrie Wright, I mean, really? I mean, just because a nigga don't talk the way you want, I'm sorry. Just... For real, B. Like, just because a nigga don't talk the way you think he should talk, don't mean that you got the right to say that he can't say nothing. Play your position, ma. Damn, ma. I mean, I couldn't say what I want to say. Anyway. You'll see. You'll roll me a blood, see. More money, more problems, man. It's time to do these birthday shout-outs. It's time to do these birthday shout-outs that you wasn't invited to. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs that you wasn't invited to. Some people was born on this glorious. May 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Anna, say more. Well, I really see more. Okay, turning 34 years old today. And also, Holman, happy birthday to you. And Barbara McNeil, turning 49 years old today. And Jasmine Marie, happy birthday to you. And LaTanya Newell, happy birthday to you. And Wanda Tate, turning 59 years old today. And also, Beatrice O. Gonzalez, happy birthday to you. And Danya Martinez. And my girl, Afi Sanders, turning 46 years old today. And Francine Young, happy birthday to you. And my girl lived right around the corner from me. My girl, Michelle Chavis, Happy birthday to you, Michelle. And my man, Brian Kokola. Penn State all day. And last but not least, my man, Steve Del Rey. Cowboys as his profile picture. Yeah. But that's my man, though. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And I hope that today finds y'all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And I want to send that out to any and everybody who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 10th anywhere out there in the world. Worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Going to parties that you're not invited to, it can be touch and go. It can be hit or miss. You might want to reconsider. You might want to know exactly if it's okay for you to come before you get there. One segment that we didn't explore was when people don't care whether they're invited or not, they going. I don't care if I make people uncomfortable or not. I'm going. I'm crashing this joint. And I might act a fool. I'm going in drunk and coming out drunker. How about this before we get out of here? How about the person that don't work at the job no more that want to come to the job Christmas party? Like, you don't work here no more? Yeah, but, man, I gave that job, you know, so many years of my life. I'm going to the Christmas party. Go to your own job Christmas party. Man, I'm going. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Itism show, so make sure y'all come on through. Appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And I appreciate me some you, and I hope that you know I really do. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.